This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, tonight, it is all about your Dallas Stars. As the clock ticks down to game one of the Western Conference Finals, the Stars hope to avenge last year's bitter playoff defeat.
Edmonton beat the Stars last year in the Western Conference Finals 4-2. And while the Oilers are even deeper than they were last season, former Stars goalie Marty Turco says the Stars are a much better team as well.
For us, you know, Mika Rantanen's, you know, that's a huge difference. We got a different look on D. And, you know, I really argue Thomas Harley's just a totally different player.
He says the Stars are battle-tested after going through Colorado and Winnipeg, and fans tend to agree.
I think there's a lot of different guys in the locker room, a lot of different skill sets that have come together that makes them so elite.
Jamie Benn can throw a punch. That's what's the difference. He's out for blood. He needs a championship.
Few tickets are still available for tonight's game, with the cheapest around $173. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Big announcement on a plan to improve safety in downtown Dallas.
Here in downtown Dallas, crimes against people are down 29% this year. There's an increase in apartments and retail and corporations moving here. Kevin Walker is CEO of the Dallas Citizens Council.
We knew that the downtown district has to be the heartbeat of our city as we look at the growth and vibrancy for Dallas.
The Safe in the City initiative also works with Housing Forward, which Peter Brodsky says has made a big step in dealing with the downtown homeless population.
We now are in a position to tell newcomers, I'm sorry, you can't be here, but we're able to provide you with the services that will ultimately get you housed.
In downtown Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Frisco, just keeps growing and growing. Kind of like everybody else around here. And a developer has actually started building more homes to try to keep up. The Preserve, it's going to have 233 homes just south of the PGA headquarters.
Really, with the PGA coming here, it's really transformed the northern part of Frisco. It's likely going to develop because of the halo effect of that 15 years faster than it otherwise would have. And there's just a gravitational pull of that project, and this neighborhood is a big part of that.
Frisco Mayor Jeff Chaney says the developer of that neighborhood plans to spend a total of $2 billion building apartments, offices, shops, and restaurants in that area as well. But if you want to buy a house in the Preserve, it ain't going to be cheap. It's going to cost you. The developer says that's going to start at $3.5 million. Yeah, you heard that right.
The Texas legislature. They're going to bring in Chris Fox, their Austin bureau chief here at KRLD, to talk about this. The Texas House delaying a vote on its amended version of the statewide ban on hemp, which this is something that the lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, has been calling for. He wants to ban just about anything with THC in it. I think he wants to ban those three letters from the alphabet, in fact. And he is willing to go to a special session to get it done. But the House may be standing in the way. Let's bring in Chris right now to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning. Who else to follow Coke going down the wrong hole than me?
Hey, man.
That's right. We knew you. We just asked like, one question, and you take it the rest of the way.
We give you the prime slots here. So the amended House version that they delayed a vote on, how does that differ from Senate Bill 3, and is the House now backing off on those changes?
Well, Senate Bill 3 was an out-and-out ban. It was a prohibition. It was a let's do away with THC. You're exactly right. The lieutenant governor is hell-bent on this. And by the time that bill passed through the Senate and made it to the House State Affairs Committee, they rewrote it as a regulatory bill. What's hanging in the balance is there's over 8,000 cannabis-related stores in Texas, and they're all, if this, the original Senate Bill 3 goes through, they're done. And Lieutenant Governor Patrick has said that. Let's shut them all down, all 8,000. The House came in with a different attitude. Let's regulate. Let's do away with some things. Let's do away with like synthetic and converted cannabinoids, Delta 8, the most popular. Let's do away with that. But let's not do away with things like drinks, edibles, tinctures, topical products, and some low THC flower. And so it would be much more of a regulatory bill that would block anyone under 21 from buying any hemp-related products, consumable hemp-related products, and regulate it. What's interesting is that bill is now coming up before it was scheduled, as you said, to go up for it before the House yesterday. What has now come out is there is an amendment that's being proposed that would go revert right back to the original version of Senate Bill 3. And I'm hearing two different things. Couple sources are telling me that they didn't think that they had the votes. That's why it was postponed. But I'm hearing since then that the reason it was postponed was that the House is looking over at the Senate. Remember that we've got a couple weeks left in the session. And this is where they're looking at each other to pass each other's bills. And one big one that the House wants the Senate to pass is school finance. And if you remember, school finance died last year because it was also held hostage for the school choice voucher bill that failed. And so the argument being that I'm hearing is it was postponed because the lieutenant governor really wants Senate Bill 3. It was postponed until the House makes action or movement on House Bill 3, which is a school funding, school finance, which is stuck in committee, which has not gotten through committee. So it can't be put on calendars. And again, we're running out of time.
So this could be like a quid pro quo. You help us with our bill, we'll help you with yours.
That's exactly what it's more of, if you want yours passed, you better move this. And so I've heard that from a couple different sources. That tends to make sense because this is the time of the year when that happens.
You know, we've talked to Ag Commissioner Sid Miller several times. He seems to be against this a little bit more on the regulation side of things. Is there a strong likelihood that this does become law?
Which version?
The Senate bill.
I would guess the regulatory one, but the Senate would have to approve that. And hearing the rhetoric coming out of Lieutenant Governor and State Senator Charles Perry, who authored Senate Bill 3, I don't know if there's a lot of wiggle room there. And this is one, as Mike said earlier, that the Lieutenant Governor did say that this would be kind of special session worthy if it doesn't go through. So it'll be interesting to see how this all flushes
and,
out.
And the hemp farmers are involved. They're also applying some pressure here as well.
Well, also the 8,000 store owners, and they did show up in force at the committee hearings in both the House and the Senate. And so do you tell them, yeah, thanks, we support small business, just not yours? And so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this, because it is, at this point, when you look at it on paper, I don't see how anything gets through.
All right, that's KRLD's Chris Fox.
Play out behind closed doors.
He's down in Austin. Chris Fox with us as we wait. This thing goes round and round. And like you said, the clock is ticking. Just a couple of weeks to go. Former President Joe Biden, as he receives treatment now, we assume the treatment has begun for his prostate cancer. Some are raising questions about when the former president knew he had the disease and whether he hid it from the American people. That's where we start this morning. This one has a lot of people talking. Yeah, three men, Democratic strategist Dan Turrentine, Political author and pollster Mark Halperin and conservative talk show host Larry O'Connor. They all sat down to talk about it, and O'Connor began the conversation.
Should Joe Biden still have been president the last 2 years? And certainly that last year. And did he have cancer on top of the mental acuity decline? Because if he was receiving, you know, chemo or hormone therapy, or that is hard for a healthy, really strong person to function. Most companies would put a CEO on leave during that time. You know, Jamie Dimon left when he was being treated for cancer. It is hard to fathom that Joe Biden did not potentially have this while in office, and we need answers. The country deserves it.
Larry, and of course the media would have to, if they were doing a full appraisal, would have to look at their own failure to cover that issue of whether he should have been in. Larry, it's testament to the impact that all this has had on Joe Biden's image and his staff's image. And I'm talking about the Her audio. I'm talking about the Tapper Thompson book. I'm talking about the timing of the cancer disclosure that a lot of Democrats who hate Donald Trump and love Joe Biden have said to me what Dan just suggested, which was they think there's a good possibility he was being secretly treated for cancer as president.
Yeah. One of the foremost prostate cancer specialists is David Samadi. During my interview this morning, based on every indication, this sounds like he's had this for years. And apparently the appropriate treatment is the hormone treatment, right? Yeah. He told me, Dr. Samadi did, that one of the major side effects of that hormone treatment for this kind of cancer is memory loss and cognitive problems. And so exactly the symptoms that he had been displaying for the last several years.
I don't know that I'm the first to say this, but I haven't heard too many people say it, or anybody say it, I should say. When they put out their statement, it should have included, for their own good and the good of the country and the good of our democracy and our institutions, they should have said, here's the president's history of PSA tests.
Yeah.
Right? They should have said that. And they should make his doctor available to give the country a full briefing, taking questions not from political reporters, but from medical reporters. Mm-hmm. What was the history of the president's screening for and treatment of cancer? Because until they're forthcoming, and they're the only ones who can answer the question, people are going to doubt this. And it's not about not covering Donald Trump, as I say before. It's about having the credibility to cover Donald Trump and everything else with a failure to cover Joe Biden's health in the White House.
That's right.
It's just staggering.
So he's talking about the PSA test there. Now, if you're a man of a certain age, you know all. I'm very familiar with the PSA test myself. I think it's prostate specific antigen test. It's a blood test that lets you know if there's the possibility of, you know, if you have prostate issues. It could be an enlarged prostate. If your PSA score is too high, it's not necessarily cancer. But we come to find out Biden hadn't had this test since 2014.
Yeah.
Which, on one hand, it's not that unusual because, as we already discussed, if you're over 70, there's, what was it, like an 80% chance that
you have
an enlarged, you have prostate issues.
Yeah.
But given the fact that he was vice president and went on to become president.
Yeah, this is where you start, the credibility starts dwindling a little bit from the White House, because, again, he has the most current treatment that there is possible. And when you're the president, you undergo an extensive amount of tests.
Sure. When you're that high up the food chain, they'd leave no stone unturned when it comes to your annual physical. My question, though, is, if he really did have aggressive metastatic prostate cancer 1 year ago, undergoing treatment and chemo and hormone therapy, would he really have run for president again?
Well, that's what a lot of people in the Democratic Party are now suggesting, that this was a push by the Bidens. If you remember, he sat down and they said, even with the cognitive decline that we saw, you're still running, buddy. And the Democratic Party still nominated him for president, even after seeing some slide.
That is where
I don't know.
That's the bigger question to me, is the obvious cognitive decline, not so much the cancer. So John Stewart, he weighed in on all of this a couple of nights ago.
Maybe it is another cover-up. I don't f***ing know. If they came out and said, Biden knew about it 5 years ago, I wouldn't be shocked. If they came out and said Biden found out on Friday, I wouldn't be shocked. And I understand the excitement over an insidious Democratic cover-up about Joe Biden's mental decline. The thing is, though, it was a terrible cover up. Because we all f***ing knew. All of us knew. There was no cover up. Poll after poll showed vast majorities of the public thought Biden was too old and too out of it to run again. We knew it. And that's what's so hilarious about politicians. The cover up doesn't work when everyone knows you're lying. And everyone knows you're lying. The tell is when you're so over the top about what you don't want to tell the truth about.
Amen.
It is. And that's why I look at a lot of Democrats that are doing about faces. I think a lot of some of these off, like, who's the one that wrote the book? Jake Tapper wrote the book. And you're like, okay. You're telling me in 2022 you didn't see anything? 2023?
Why didn't you tell me?
There's nothing to see here. He's sharp as a tack.
Finding all this stuff out to write the book, why didn't you say something then?
But again, the Democrats, they nominated this guy. He went through a primary process, and he won, clearly. And so,
he shouldn't have run in 2024. But what he should have done is in 2020, after he won then, he should have said, folks, one and done.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No shame in that.
No, we've had presidents do that before and be effective still.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.